today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, you're listening to IRIB English Radio, this program, today's special. We're speaking about orphan care in Islam.
She was just standing there, little girl all alone, barely covered head to toe, barely just 12 years old. Why is she all alone? Why is the world just so cold? Why don't we play our part? What is hard in our hearts? What is hard in our hearts?
Today, Friday, is the 22nd of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. By recitation of chapter Nisa, verse 36, we bless this part of our program.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, the neighbor farther away, the companion at your side, the traveler, and those whom your right hands possess. Indeed, Allah does not like those who are self-deluding and boastful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, some different rights are spoken about. They are irrespective of the rights of Allah and the fights of people, and also some civilities of social life. On the whole, there are 10 commandments mentioned in the verse. In one part, it pays for the rights of orphans and encourages the believing people to doing good unto the orphans. The reason of this emphasis is that as a result of different incidents, there always exists some orphan children in every society that forgetting them not only spoils their condition, but also puts the situation of the society in danger.
قلب رحيم كفيله له النعيم هو اليتيم قلب رحيم وصية النبي الكريم.
Orphan care in Islam is the topic of this episode of today's special. As Muslims, we are ordered to ease the plight of all those who suffer. It is a collective responsibility that can't be taken lightly. Muslims are directly ordered to take care of the orphans. Even when it comes to charity, a Muslim should allocate a portion of it for social purposes, atop of which comes catering for the needs of orphans, especially at times of disasters. Allah Almighty says, and feed with food the needy rich, the orphan and the prisoner, for love of him. It is enough to say that the Prophet promised those who take care of the orphans with paradise. He is reported to have said, the best house is the one where orphans are cared for and treated almost honorably and kindly. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with favoring orphans in the Islamic religion. In this connection, it must be indicated that each and every conduct of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been a lesson for us, a practical lesson. I mean, not a theoretical lesson, but a practical one. The Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts in the Holy Quran in this way, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There has been a noble role model in the personality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please note carefully that, فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, in the personality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means that both in his character and in his conduct, everybody should find a good and reliable role model, such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts that this role model is noble in every sense of the term. Elsewhere, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam indicates that those people who are not generous, those people usually don't want to spend money in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who are generous enough and want to remain generous in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should favor orphans and those people who are in need of financial help and financial attention. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
You are with today's special. We're speaking about orphan and its status in Islam. You will have the best house. What does it mean? Let's see. As Muslims, it is essential to support yourself, your close relatives, and the needy. But did you know that Allah speaks about orphans in multiple places in the Holy Quran and lists them right after our close relatives? Yes, in Surah Baqarah, verse 83, Allah says, "And recall when we made a covenant with the children of Israel. You shall serve none but Allah and do good to parents, kinsmen, orphans, and the needy. You shall speak kindly to people and establish prayer and give zakat," that means purifying alms. The Quran associates the orphans as close relatives, but is still in need of our service and goodwill. And what better way to help someone in need who is like family? By giving them a loving home, whether that is in your own home or helping situate orphans in another safe and secure home, you will gain the reward of this union. Your home or the home you help place a child in will be the best home.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُرُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَامِ ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
One question is here, how can we help the orphans? Give your financial support. Some orphanages are suffering from overcrowding and as a result do not offer the best environment for children. It became clear that many of these institutions are understaffed and many of the workers have little training and overall most receive very low wages. Stop and think about this for a moment. Yes. There is a critical need for more orphanages. There is also an urgency to the need to give better training to volunteers and workers in orphanages so that they are ready to meet the emotional and physical needs of children placed in their care. As a society, we must make sure that those who make it their life's calling to help children in these institutions are also treated with dignity. These financial and training needs are met if we as a society choose to do a little effort to help those who help the children in need. Today you can help an orphanage with your financial support, inshallah.
Holy Quran says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ. When it comes to the yatim, be very careful of his emotions. Do not disturb him. Do not bother him. Do not disappoint him. Don't make him cry. Why? Because this child has enough to deal with. He's lost his father. She's lost her mother. He has enough sorrow and pain to deal with. So much grievances that they have. Now you come and you want to upset them? No. When you know a child is an orphan, you have to be extra sensitive with this child. Because there is so much sorrow in this child's heart. Yesterday I saw a video clip they sent of a young child in Iraq. He seemed to be about 10 years old. So there's this reporter who's doing an interview with him on camera. He tells him, why did you leave school? He left school. He said, because I have to make a living. He said, my mother died and my father died. And I have younger brothers and sisters that I have to take care of them. So I have to go out and work. He goes and he collects garbage. I don't know what. He collects some stuff and he goes, sells it for such a cheap price. So he says, because of that, I cannot work anymore. And then the child started to cry. He said, I wish I could, you know, follow my mother and I could be also in her grave with her. I don't want to live in this life anymore. Can you imagine what type of life this orphan has to live? So the Quran says, be extra careful with the yatim. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Make sure you never disappoint them. You never yell at them. You never make them sad. You never make them cry because they have enough to deal with. There's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or afwan, from Al-Imam al-Sadiq, where the Imam says, it's a very, very touching hadith and a powerful hadith. The Imam says, إِذَا بَكَى الْيَتِيمُ, if a yatim, an orphan, cries, اِهْتَزَّ لَهُ عَرْشُ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. When a yatim cries, the arsh, the throne of God shakes.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting discussion. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي